Hello everyone, welcome back one more time to Santiago and Erica's Christian Walk.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
So today we are going to talk about trust. What is trust and how do we trust, especially in the Lord? But before doing that, we are going to start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for being with us, and thank you for your blessings, Lord. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, Lord, who came to be the bridge between you and ourselves, Lord, and thank you for always being there. Lord, we pray that you put your word in our mouth, Lord, and your word in our hearts, Lord, so we can reach out to those people who need encouragement, Lord, those who need you, Lord, and those who need to know how to trust you, Lord. It's not easy to trust you, Lord, but that's what we need to do as Christians, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for always being there. And thank you for this great opportunity to talk about you and about trusting you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, God, that it's only you that we can trust in, Lord. And we just ask that you show us how to put our trust in you when we feel like we need to trust in circumstances or a person or things. Whatever the case may be, help us see what we're trusting in and how to put our trust completely in you, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, as usual, Erica, what is trust?
Trust, the definition I read, is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something.
All right, so we can say that it is the firm belief in the truth. The truth is the word of God and what God says and what he has for us, right?
That is right. And when we think about trust, I want you to think and ask yourself, what am I trusting in? And I can tell you I have several faults when it comes to trusting God only. It does say in his word in Exodus 20:3, you shall have no other gods before me. What are gods? Well, it's anything that you worship or you put your time towards or you believe in. Anything that you put before God, anything that you place on a high part of your life. I don't know how to explain that, but it's something you believe in that's going to help you the most. That can be a person in some circumstances. It can be things. Sometimes we want to put our trust in our possessions. Sometimes we want to put our trust in this will work out, like a certain circumstance. God should be the first thing we trust in. But also there may be, say for instance, drugs, if we're hooked on them, or alcohol, and we trust that those are going to make us feel better and calm our nerves. It could be food. Just some examples.
Yeah, I'm actually reading here Proverbs 3:5-6, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So sometimes it's difficult just to go first. I mean, as soon as we get that bad piece of news, or we feel like we're getting overwhelmed because of something, usually our first instinct is not to pray, but to just try to solve the situation ourselves. And talking through experience, I've done that way too many times. But that's the first thing we need to do. It's like, okay, Lord, whatever you're trying to teach me here, it is your way, it is your will, not my way and not my will. And I will trust that you will guide me through this fire or guide me through this situation. And I will learn something and you will, and I will be closer to you.
Yes, and that just reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They went through the fire.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened? The fourth person came into the fire with them, and it was the Spirit of the Lord. and they didn't get burned.
Exactly. So,
that's a whole nother subject, but I mean, you can go through the fire without getting burned by the power of God. Maybe His will is for you to get burned. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just to learn something, like you said. So, very good.
Yeah, and we just need to trust that God will be there with us.
Yes.
And one thing that I've learned also is that whenever we're praying, we need to trust that prayer, that God is going to listen to that prayer. Not because it doesn't come true at the right seconds that we just said it, doesn't mean that God didn't listen to you. God is listening. However, He is probably waiting for the right moment, or waiting for you to realize what is being wrong, or to change your mind and your thoughts about something. So this is, but we need to trust. The thing is that we need to trust that God is listening and that yes. God is right there with us.
You're right, because it says in the Bible that the, let me look it up real quick. It's in Hebrews 11 and 6, I believe it is. But it's basically saying that faith is what pleases God. And we have to believe that he's actually a person. He's actually alive. And that He's going to hear us, like you just said. So if we don't have faith, it's impossible to please Him. It says Hebrews 11 and 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
All right, so we need to seek Him, and the more we seek Him, and the more we have faith in Him, the greater our blessings in our life with God is.
Amen.
So that brings me to Jeremiah 17:7-8. Says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries and in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. So if we imagine what's going on with this tree, so we can see that the tree is always green and it always has fruits, whether it's a drought or a rainy season, it is a really beautiful tree. So that's what I understand of what I have learned from the Lord is that the most I trust in Him, the more my life is there's happiness and joy in my life. So, and the more I can see things that are being fulfilled through the grace of God and through His blessings.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it goes along with the next scripture that I'm about to read in Psalms 33:16-19. So, say you're going to the gym and you're working out as a guy, right? And you want to get really big so you can knock out your opponent. Well, you get to the fight and you realize, I'm going to really knock this guy out. He's really going to be hurt because he's tiny. But guess who wins the actual fight?
The small guy.
Why in the world? How in the world did he beat you up? You've been working out for years for this fight. Okay, well, it just goes along with this next scripture. Psalms 33:16. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. In other words, if he has a big army, there's no king that's saved by that. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. He didn't win the fight because of his strength. And also, 17-19, a horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he, or anyone, deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. So, why did the little bitty guy knock you out, Santiago?
I guess I didn't have enough faith in God. I didn't trust God, I guess.
I guess so. But, yeah, it just goes to show, like you said, the more you trust in Him, the more peace, joy, all the fruits of the Spirit you're going to have, and the more outcome you're going to get, because He's the God of all gods. He's the God of everything.
Yeah. So, I'm reading here Psalm 56:4, and it says, "In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" So it's like we have obstacles and we have bad times, bad moments. People may say things that get us uncomfortable and get us upset. However, if we are with God and God is with us, so we don't need anything else. Those obstacles are already down. I mean, like, God will do it for me. Mm-hmm. God will guide me to where I need to go. I just have to close my eyes, grab His hands,
yes,
and just let me guide me towards where I need to go.
That's right. That's the main gist of it all. I mean, are we holding someone else's hand and expecting them to do everything for us, you know, as far as make us feel happy, make us feel joyful, make life more fulfilling? Are we clinging to drugs, alcohol, a party, a good time? Are those going to make us happy? No. In the end, they're going to make you more depressed, more addicted, more unhappy, like I said, less joyful, and just wanting more and more. And you're never going to fill that void. Only God can. And I'm speaking out of experience, so.
Sure. Okay, well, James 1:6 says, "When you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." So remember that James 1:5 is actually says, if you lack wisdom, just ask, and ask God, who will give it to you fruitfully and
abundantly.
Yeah, and there's another word that I can't pronounce. However, what then James 1:6 says, "But when you ask for wisdom, when you ask God what to do, so you must believe and not doubt." That I was telling you a few minutes ago, that whenever you pray, whenever you talk to God, you have to trust that He is listening, because He is listening. And you have to believe, you have to trust that whatever you're asking for, God will make it come true. Of course, as long as that is in His plans for you. Remember, God is going to do everything that is in His plan for you, not whatever you want Him to do just because you want it.
Yeah.
All right? So, your faith in the Lord allows you to stand strong and face adversity, because He will teach you, He will show you what to do and how to do it, especially if you ask for wisdom. Hey, Lord, I don't know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please tell me? Can you please show me? And trust that He will show you, because He will, and then trust in what He told you and what He tell you to do and how to do it. Because you are asking, you are believing, you are trusting the Lord to guide you and to give you what you need to.
That just reminds me, I've told the story before, but when you tried to fix your own car by yourself,
yeah,
and God showed you step by step how to do it. That's awesome.
I'm not a mechanic. I don't know anything about cars. The only thing I know is to put gas and to turn it on. That's all I know about cars. So, yeah. That was one of the many blessings that God gave me that day. So, thank you, Lord. Alright, that's all we have for today. We hope that you guys have learned from us. And as usual, if you have anything to say, just come back, give us a comment, or let us know what you think, how you think. And Erica is planning on having some Miracle Mondays. So probably from next week on, we will have Miracle Mondays, and this is
basically whenever God does something that only God could do, you tell us about it, and we can say your name, say it anonymously, For example, like this week, I've been really hoping to be able to minister to someone, and God brought them in my path, and I was able to pray for them and encourage them, and I just felt so much better, like I'm actually doing God's work that He has set out for me. So I thought that was a miracle.
Right, so we are looking forward to hearing your Miracle Mondays or your miracles of what is doing in your life, and as usual, hearing from you guys. So to finish this episode today, we are going to close with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for always being with us, and thank you, Lord, for showing us how to trust you, Lord. Showing us that you are the God, that you are the one who can do the impossible. So we need to trust you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for showing us the path to salvation, the path to trust you, Lord, because trusting is a process, Lord, and you have taught us how to go through that process and how to have you in our minds, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all those things that you have done for us, and thank you, Lord, for all those people who listen to our podcast, Lord, and thank you for helping us to minister to them and to reach out to them, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we just thank you so much for this time. And I just ask you to bless our listeners, God. I just ask that you would bring a miracle into their life this week that only you could do, and only you could do by them trusting in you, God. And I thank you for all the miracles you do day by day. Even a breath we take is a miracle. And I ask that we could put our trust in you, Lord, that you would help us to do that. We don't want you to take away all the bad things. We do want you to take away all the bad things in our lives. But even those things we put before you, God, we don't want to see destruction in our lives like I've seen before in my own life, God. I know you are able to set things in order and put yourself first in our lives. Just ask that you teach us to do that and give us the desire to do that, God, so that we would have you first. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
And we hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.